The flag bearer of the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, will begin campaign tour of the regions on Friday. The tour, dubbed the Listening Campaign, is to learn at first hand problems confronting the people. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Deputy Communications Director of the NPP, Samuel Uku, said Anado will start from the Ashanti region, where he will spend about 3 days. He spoke to Bright in Trauma.
Anado will be starting his campaign tour possibly this weekend. All things be equal. He'll be starting his campaign tour this weekend.
What message will Anado be selling to the electorate?
He will not be out there to campaign. What he is going to embark on is a listening campaign, revisiting the various hamlets, cottages, communities of our region, and also get to know at first hand the problems confronting the citizenry and the various workplaces, communities, and all. Revisiting schools. He'll be visiting marketplaces, lorry parks, hospitals, and some workplaces as well. But he will be starting from the Ashanti region.
If you say the tour is a listening tour, what does that mean?
Listening tour, so he wants to know the situation that confronts the people on a daily basis. And then we can factor it into our main campaign stream when we kick off next year. So this is not more of an active campaign, but this is a listening one, where he will be doing most of the listening and not talking.
How many days is he likely to spend on one region?
Depends on the size of the region, but he'll be spending over 2 weeks to 1 month in the Ashanti region. We'll be spending about 2 weeks to 3 weeks in the Eastern region. We'll be spending about 2 to 3 weeks in the Greater Accra region. Because he's human, you cannot put a straight jacket that you only spend 2 days. You may not know how well maybe other things will also crop up. That's why we also give a 1 week addition to it.
How many people will he be going along with as he tour the region?
It wouldn't be a large contingent. Himself, his campaign manager, the one or two officers to accompany him. Because when we get into the region, we also do have our regional executives there to accompany him.
Is it because of financial difficulty? That's why he's cutting down the size of the amount of people following him.
You know, due to our experiences in the last campaign, we've made so many changes in our current campaign. So it has nothing to do with financial difficulty. We still have lots of people who are interested in the party and continue to contribute on a daily basis, including businessmen, ordinary people, Ghanaians in general. So money has never been a problem and a consideration to our campaign.
Deputy Communications Director of the NPP, Samuel Uku, talking to Bright and Trauma.